So please welcome Elena Geltner.
So I am up here because Gina encouraged me to come and tell a story that she read on my website. And I have brought a prop with me who is actually living and breathing and has legs. So he'll maybe come and tell his half of the story if I run out of story before I run out of time. I was new in San Luis Obispo. I had moved back here after years of being gone. And I was trying to meet people and network and do all that stuff. And it was about, it was in 1999. And there was this woman who I was trying to connect with, and we kept missing each other. And finally she said to me, I'm doing this reception for this guy who's coming to town, and he's going to be giving a workshop, but we'll have a reception on Friday night, and why don't you come and you can meet me, and you know, we'll both be in the same place at the same time at least. So I had been doing massage all day, and she said, come anytime, it's just a reception. So I show up at this event, and I slip in the back door, and which was really the front door, and I didn't know that. So here's the guy on stage, and here I am coming in the door, and going, on stage. Okay, well, so I sat down and tried to blend in with the walls, and a little bit later, we had a break, and I went up and tried to talk to her, and there were loads of people around, and so I didn't get to do that. And I had been, for quite a while, single. And I had had a series of marriages and relationships and all that stuff going on in my life. And I had decided that I needed a break because I needed to raise the standards a little bit. Because I was kind of settling for, you know, they look good at first, and then after a little while I thought, what have I done? So I decided a break would maybe reset the calibration. So I had moved to San Luis very clearly, you know, on purpose. I came here, and I came here to land. I'd been kind of a gypsy since I'd left town 25 years before. And it was really time to come here and to be here and to really land and build the rest of my life. So one of the things that was in my future was a relationship. I had just recently met one of the spiritual teachers that I work with, who is a non-physical being, and a spiritual teacher who is no longer embodied. And in working with this teacher, one of the messages that I received was that when I met my partner, my real partner, it would feel very much like it felt when I was in connection with spirit and when I was in connection with this new teacher. So I'd been studying the law of attraction. I don't know how many of you believe in that, but I have living proof, he's sitting in the back of the room, that it works. And I had been taught that the thing to do is to find that place inside yourself where you could feel the way you wanted to feel when you were with your partner. So I'd been practicing and practicing and practicing and conjuring up, you know, one of the tools that you use is you find ways to conjure up this feeling. So you practice, okay, I feel like this. And when you can bring that feeling into your system, then you begin to attract into your life the partner, the job, the whatever it is that you want, the opportunities. So I'd been practicing, and I was at this, back to the event that I was talking about earlier. I was at this event and we were on break. And this very nice man walked up to me and started talking to me. And the interesting thing was that in that moment, I felt not much except he was a nice guy. Now, mind you, nice guys had not been really at the top of my list up until this time. Excitement, adventure, drama, those things were more what I had seemed to be drawing into my life. But I'd been practicing, right? I've been practicing. So we did the normal, oh, what do you do, and la-da-da-da-da. And one of the things I found out about him is that he practiced Lomi Lomi Hawaiian temple massage. Now, I had lived in Hawaii, and I knew what Lomi Lomi was, and I loved Lomi Lomi. So I thought, this is very interesting. But again, the connection seemed more like a connection around my work and, you know, somebody to trade massage with, that kind of thing. And he told me that night when he came over to talk to me that he was he also had a job in those days, and he was working pretty much 24/7, and he asked me for my phone number and said, it will be a month before you hear from me. I said, okay. So off I went about my business and didn't think too much more about it. Now, his side of the story is very different, and you may or may not get to hear it tonight. So I went off about my business, and a month later, he called me. And we organized this massage trade, and I went to get my massage. And the most amazing thing happened. This man who, you know, we were just kind of not, we really didn't know each other at all. While I was receiving my massage, that feeling that I'd been waiting for showed up. And I went, that's very interesting. I wonder what's going to happen. Now, the part of the story I forgot to tell you was that when I knocked on the door of his house, which is where I was going to receive my massage, a woman answered the door. And so, you know, I'm still not really thinking much about this is this person I've been waiting for or trying to draw into my life. And I just imagined this was his girlfriend or wife or I didn't know. So we did our massage, and that particular day he had to head out and do something with his kids. And so we really didn't have much conversation except to set up the time when he would receive his massage. So on that day when I went to receive or to give him his massage, guess what? I'm feeling that energy again. And I thought, that's really interesting. I'm going to have to find out what this is about because it's not matching up for me because, you know, I was told this is how I would feel and now I feel it, but there's this woman. So after the massage, he looks at me and he says to me one of those things that all women wish they could hear. One of those really direct comments, which was, are you married or in a committed relationship? And I said, no. Okay, where's this going? And he said, would you like to get to know me? And I said, yeah! And so from that moment, it became this amazing, different way of being in, of developing, of having a relationship that was just so different. And I really began to believe that this thing called the law of attraction that I had heard about actually might work. And I continue to this day to use it to get what I want in my life. And the kiss part came because that same night, he asked me to go out to dinner with him that night, and I couldn't because I was teaching a class. At this point, I was just starting to teach the classes that I'd been teaching elsewhere here because I'd moved here to actually start the spiritual center that we now have. And so I was unable to do that. But at the same time, he told me he was going to be in the same building where I was teaching a class that night. He was going to be attending a class. Now I'm in high school again because my class gets out early, and I'm lurking around so I can see him, hoping that he'll show up and he doesn't realize I'm lurking. Yes, I'm trying to be kind of, you know, stealthy and wandering around. And so finally I could see the class. I could see in the window. They're talking. And it's supposed to be over by now, and it's not. And I'm going, okay. So I walk out of the room, and I come walking back in very casually, you know, down the hallway. And there he was. So we started talking, and we went out and sat in his car. And I got my first kiss that night. And it was just like, I really did feel like I was in high school. It was so different from the way that things had been before that. and it was so much fun. And it turns out that he was doing similar practice to draw to him his divine right mate, whatever we want to call ourselves. And so that's his part of the story. Would you like to hear his part? He can give you a little bit. Is it okay if we do that? All right. So this... Pardon? Oh, I forgot to tell you that part, didn't I? Turns out she was a friend who needed a place to live for a few months. She was in a bit of a transition.